This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Can type A versus type B couples actually have a successful relationship? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Now, I'm very, very type A. My girl Breezy is very type B.
The most type B.
But Breezy is in a relationship right now, just moved in with her girlfriend who's very type A, which she's just like me. And
you guys should date.
We should date, yeah. So right now you're actually starting to see this firsthand and go through the struggles of balancing out your relationship, you being B, herself being A.
Yeah.
Anyone who's been married to someone who's opposite of you, how long have you been married for? And do you have any tips or tricks on how to date someone or be with an individual who's the complete opposite of you?
So, I mean, I always knew this about her ever since we started dating. And it was like, I mean, it's a non-issue. Although I'm seeing it in a new light now that we live together and we're sharing a space. You know what I mean? So we moved in, officially moved in. We've been moving in for weeks, but officially this past Saturday.
Right.
Everything's out. Floors are mopped. Shelves are cleared. All is good. Keys are handed over to the next tenant. So I'm moving in my last box. And everything else is pretty much set. It's just our room that needs a little bit of zhuzhing and organizing. I'm moving in my last box to our room. And before the box is even set on the ground, she goes, "When is all of this getting cleaned up?" Like, I'm like really stressed and frustrated right now. Like, when is this, like, you need to make this a priority. Actually, I don't even think the last box was in. You need to make this a priority to get this all cleaned up because this is not going to work for me.
Yeah.
I'm not even done moving yet. Like, I
set one box out.
No, literally, it was crazy. I was like, "Hi." She was like sending me paragraphs on Friday, like, "I'm not doing well. Like, my mental health is plummeting. Like, this needs to be cleaned." And I'm like, I need a literal second.
She's like me. As she's getting ready to go to work, she's thinking about that box. And while she's driving to work and gets to work, she's thinking about that box.
She's losing it.
She's losing her mind.
So this was Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday rolls around. She's like, "You need to make it a priority Sunday to do it." And I'm like, okay. And then we were going to go watch the Bills game with a group of our friends. And she's like, "We're not leaving here until this place is spotless." And listen, honestly, like, that tactic works for me. Like, I need a motivation. I need a light at the end of the tunnel of, like, if I get this done quickly, I can go.
Yeah.
Like, my mom used to do that to me all the time. Not that my girlfriend's my mom by any means.
No,
but like,
no.
But I'm a very motivated, like, motivation is a big driving factor for me for a lot of things in my life. Like, what am I getting out of it? Like, what do I have at the end of this waiting for me?
Right.
So I'm doing it. I'm like making a lot of strides. I'm doing a lot of like really great things. And it gets to the point where like it's getting closer and closer. And I'm like, it's not done. And like now I'm tired and I've done all this and I don't even really want to go. So I did what I could and then I laid down.
And she was
happy. I mean, it's not done by any means, but there was definitely progress made. I just thought it was hilarious. Like, literally, we weren't even out of my apartment yet, and she's thinking about how our new apartment needs to be organized. I'm like,
let me ask.
Oh my God. Relax.
I got to ask real quick, because I've heard that when moving in with an individual, that's when you truly know whether you get to know somebody or not. That's when you truly know whether you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone. Are there any of you listening that finally moved in with the love of your life and was like, "Nah, there's no way I'm walking down the aisle and doing this for the rest of my life"?
Yeah, the last person I lived with.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Breezy's girlfriend.
Do we have a name for you yet?
I don't know. You got to talk to her.
Well, okay. No. Good morning. Hi.
Yeah.
So how's the live-in situation been since Saturday?
Well, it's been three nights.
Uh-huh.
So far, so good.
What time did she go to bed last night?
7:30.
Did you go to bed with her at 7:30?
Absolutely not.
Was she pissed that you didn't join her at 7:30?
Oh, yeah. She was miserable all night.
I wasn't. I wasn't mad because you didn't come. I was mad that I wanted to go to bed.
I know her all too well. So tell us, you're very type A, just like me. Breezy is very type B. And obviously, there's been a little bit of conflict. You wanted that box picked up right away. How do you see the next year going? Crickets.
That's a tough question.
I know.
Yeah.
Literally silent. Radio
I don't
silence.
Know. I mean, so we've been moving since, I don't know, the weekend before Thanksgiving, maybe?
Yeah.
It's been a solid month. So, like, I don't, just clean your stuff up. I don't know. Doesn't seem that hard.
Oh, my God.
There's stuff everywhere. So she put all this stuff in the room, and I moved it all to her side and made it her problem. And there's still stuff there, but
you guys can
walk in the room now.
You guys have separate sides of the room? That's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you something. Maybe you can agree, or you guys listening, maybe you disagree with this, but I would imagine type A's are way more annoying to type B's than vice versa.
Yes, 100%. So annoying.
I don't know. I mean, probably, yeah, because either way I'm going to clean, so, and it's going to be organized.
Right. When I had an old roommate, I was very type A, he was very type B, and he knew that I couldn't leave stuff sitting around, so I would end up eventually cleaning it. And then he'd Absolutely. Always come home to a beautiful, spotless, clean home. And that really pissed me off. So maybe sometimes it's better to just be with a partner who's also type A. Or that, I don't know, maybe that could drive you nuts. I'm just not that experienced in this area when it comes to living with another woman.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been with anyone else who is type A or as type A as I am. So right. I'm not really sure. But they're definitely reaping the benefits because they come home to a beautiful Correct. House every day.
Correct. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, enjoy your new...
Oh, my God.
Enjoy your new luxury
Hashtag
apartment.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling Absolutely. In, Breezy's girlfriend.
Anytime.
All right. Have a good day.
I love you.
All right. You too.
Oh, you cut it off. Perfect. I love it. Well, listen, we didn't mention this while we had her on, but last night I cooked dinner.
Okay.
So I definitely deserve
at least
a medal.
Yeah. You need to get something out of you cooking dinner.
At least. And I made the hard decision last night that it was the first and last time we will be cooking dinner together. Mm-hmm. Everything will be prepared ahead of time because I'm not coming home or having her come home and then cooking for an hour and then eating for 10 minutes and going to bed. I'm not doing that. So meal prep is on its way.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. This is Michelle from Brighton. Been married to a type B for the last 22 years. Not always easy, but... we love each other, and we make it work.
You got to make it luck. Work. You got to make it work. That's the end of, at the end of the day, if you really love someone, you will make it work.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, she's back.
What's up?
You want to talk about cooking dinner?
Oh, my God. We don't have time. We have to go.
No, we'll go ahead. Say what you want to say real quick before I go to break.
Breezy cooking dinner is Breezy literally having chicken guts all over the kitchen. She's slicing the package open. There's salmonella on the counter. It's on the floor. It's all over the sink. And then she's mad because I'm cleaning the counters. And she's like, you're in the way. Why are you cleaning? I'm like, so we don't get food poisoning.
Oh,
period.
That's true. Yeah.
Food poisoning's fake news.
By the way, did I ever tell you the time she started bragging about her chili that she made for the chili cook-off here at work? She made that chili when she had COVID. And
who cares?
Still brought it in and served it to everyone.
The COVID chili.
COVID chili. Do you believe that? That's your girlfriend.
I didn't know I had COVID at
the
time.
I absolutely do believe it.
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks for calling. We love you.
Not the callback. Not the double callback. We could barely get it on the air the first time. Now she's like, oh my God. And another thing.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
BXY. BXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Let's talk about this 18-year-old graduate of Wayne High School who has received the highest honor in Scouts for his bravery during a school bus crash. This thing was up in flames. Like just a fireball. Let's all put our hands together for Eagle Scout Brody Constable, who was on the school bus when it was involved in this deadly crash. It caught fire, and instead of escaping immediately, what he did was helped all his fellow classmates off the bus before getting himself off to safety.
I saw this bus. It was completely engulfed. Completely engulfed.
Thank you for your heroic actions, Brody. He was awarded the Honor Medal, one of the highest awards in Scouts. And listen, from a Boy Scout, for about 3 weeks, I never received this award.
I hosted the Boy Scouts Honor Awards at Oak Hill a couple years ago, so I'm basically a Boy Scout too.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah. Constable's parents, Dylan and Dorothy, expressed immense pride in their son's actions.
They didn't even know he was in a bus crash.
No, he says his role in the bus accident... Well, we really didn't hear about it until later that night. People were kind of just coming out of nowhere saying, you know, thank Brody for us for what he did on that bus. What bus? When asked if he considered himself a hero, Brody humbly disagreed and said, I don't know. I've been in Scouts my whole life. It's just kind of what I was raised to do. I just opened the door and helped people off that.
He's like, this is just a fire Tuesday.
What's that?
He's like, this is just a Tuesday.
Yeah, he's now attending Alfred State College, where he's studying architecture. But good on you, man. Way to do the right thing.
Get it, bro.
He's not a hero. He's just an everyday citizen helping out the people he loves. If Breezy was asked, do you find yourself to be a hero? She'd be like, yeah, where's my cape?
Yeah, I crash.
Anyways, coming up on the show, it's your favorite segment, There I Said It. The holidays can be a very chaotic, stressful time, but Breezy and I, we want to give you the chance to vent and share your unpopular opinions with us. 585-252-9900. Send us your messages right now. We'll get to them coming up after the break on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
The holidays are a messy, chaotic time. Some of you are really pissed. So let's spit some hot fire this morning for There I Said It. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear there. Breezy, you want to start?
Yeah, this person says, family photos are stupid and always ruin the mood of the function. There I said it.
Okay.
That's my mom. She's like, family photo, let's all get together. Or my aunt will be like, selfie.
You know, this still happens. And nobody looks at the photos anymore. But I can be opening a gift on Christmas morning and my mom's like, hold it up. Hold it up. So I can get a picture.
I'll never look at Nobody's the photo. Just like that. No one's ever going back and watching their concert videos that they recorded at Usher. Sorry, you're not going back and watching those videos.
Well, I suppose if something tragic were to happen, we can put a montage together of that person. You know what I mean? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Who's this? You don't need to dress up for dinners at home. My brother loves dressing up for dinner at home with the family. Just throw some freaking sweats on. There, I said it. Elena's here. What's up, Elena? Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Being forced to go around the table during the holidays and share what you're thankful for is so cringed and forced. I'm sorry to my brother-in-law, Jerry. I love you, but this has got to stop. Nobody believes you. Jer Bear?
Jerry?
Continue to be grateful, brother.
I want to do like an actual break about this, but I got a call from my mom yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm devastated. I'm pissed. I'm really thrown for a loop, if I'm being honest.
Everything okay?
Not really, no. She called me yesterday and she's like, so with, you know, your girlfriend joining us for Christmas, I thought it would be a good time to tell you that, like, or mention or put it in your ear that, like, you guys are going to do each other's stockings, right? I'm like, what?
Yeah, your mom's not doing your stocking this year.
She's like, I'm not.
No, you're a grown woman now.
She's like, if you have a significant other, they can do it for you.
That's right. Your mom's 100% right.
That is.
Listen.
Really? Those are fighting words.
My mom stopped doing
They're harmful.
She stopped doing the stocking for me like 3-4 years ago. And that was, I know what you're going through. It's a lot.
She literally was like, no, like, if she, you guys are going to do each other's. I'm like, okay. No, I was devastated. I was pissed.
I hate croutons with all my heart. There, I said it. Okay, let's go.
Don't eat them.
Let's go over to Meg. It's just dried bread. I love them. Hi, Moose and Breezy. My there, I said it for today is too many people complain too much about bad managers, but often it's just that workers don't want to put in the extra effort to deal with feedback. You get in what you put out. There, I said it. All right, Meg. That's what's up.
Oh my God, Mimi's here.
Hi, Mimi.
She said, if you're over 12 and don't know how to wrap a gift, you should be ashamed of yourself. There, I said it.
Ooh, damn. Shots fired.
Fighting words.
Thank you, Pee-Pee. Or Mimi.
Pee-Pee? Ew. Oh, my God. Where's your mind at? Christian's here. He said, I'm ready for summer already. There, I said it.
Yeah. We got a long ways to go, buddy. Steve says, I don't care what these agents on Facebook are saying. Not every single realtor in this city is a successful one. There, I said it. You couldn't be more right, Steve. Look at all the houses I'm selling. God.
No offense.
Are there any starving real estate agents here in the 585?
Yes. They all are.
They'll never tell you about it, though.
There's like a top like 5%. It's not.
You got to look successful. Real you got to look like.
Real estate agents are dime a dozen in the city.
Yeah, you got to look successful.
What is wrong with you today? What is on your mind?
I had a rough night.
He's like, pee-pee, sexy. Cringe. I'm like, okay.
Let's go over to Chaz. Chaz, what's up, guys? Can you play my demo tape? Oh, here we go on your station. Play my demo tape on your station. Jay Dressings co-produced and KP Bread did vocals. What is this, an Italian dinner? KP Bread.
I'm not entertaining this, so if you want to do it, get it over with.
Penny Vodka did the vocals. Bake ZD produced the beats. Mm. Would be honored if you guys played it on your show. The name of
it's just the line cooks at Olive Garden, like, doing a rap video. I don't know.
The name of it is Growing Up Fast.
Yeah.
And much love, you guys. You should have named the song Chicken Parm. That's what you should have done. Then I would have played it.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
So, speaking of chicken parm, I'm starving. The other day, my girlfriend's mom was texting her and was like, hey, like, what do you want for Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
And
lasagna.
She was like, we could do, like, I don't know, she said, like, beef tips or something. I'm like, I don't eat that. She's like, no, we don't eat that. She's like, okay, then what about a lasagna? I was like, I also don't eat that. I was like, what about a nice chicken parm? She was like, I'm not doing all of that.
Oh, my Lord. Like, oh my God. Why ask?
She asked for my input.
Like, why even ask?
Right.
If you order Uber Eats and DoorDash more than twice a week, you're the problem with the country. There, I said it. Damn.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Right. That was just me texting it on a burner line.
Who said you that?
Literally just me texting it on my hot
phone. Hey, listen, sometimes you guys, you got to treat yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's go over to Chaz again. So are you guys not going to play my song?
No, Chaz, we're not.
Honestly, dude, you're making us uncomfortable. Nobody likes a desperate artist.
Take a long walk off a short pier.
Change your song to Chicken Parm and we'll consider it. Thank you so much for texting in.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.